Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Did Christian Walker's big bombshell just cost Republicans the Senate? And Candace and Kanye troll the internet and the world with their White Lives Matter t-shirt stunt at Paris Fashion Week? All that and a little bit more. This is Can't Cancel Rob Smith. All right, Problematics, welcome back to Can't Cancel Rob Smith. Wow, there's so much going on right now that I can't even really wrap my brain around it. You guys obviously know I came back for good yesterday. Can't Cancel Rob Smith is going to be coming to you every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from here on out. And literally, as I was publishing this episode, as I was getting everything together, this Herschel Walker abortion bombshell drops. And then after it, Christian Walker actually responded on Twitter, then did a little video. Let me break this all down. Let's go even back to the beginning. And I guess right now, you know, look, Problematics, if we're going to be really open and honest about what I truly think, then I have to be honest about the fact that I've never really loved Herschel Walker as a candidate. I'm just going to get in trouble because everybody knows that I speak my mind and I'm not here carrying water for the RNC or the Republican Party or anything like that. I don't think he's the strongest candidate in the world. I don't think he's super smart. I don't think that he represents himself well in public. You know, there are a couple of clips out there of just him speaking where he obviously does not have a grasp of the issues. And for me, as a Black Republican, as somebody that, you know, is conservative, it just seems like he was chosen for the wrong reasons. It seems like there are a lot of people that got really obsessed with celebrity and decided to choose Herschel Walker, even though this person had a lot of stuff in the background that was always going to come out no matter what. And now, of course, it is, as the Daily Beast is reporting right now. And I'm just gonna go ahead and break this down. And like I said, this is all alleged until it's not. I don't believe that people just make these things up. I don't believe that, you know, people are lying to take Herschel Walker down. Obviously, they're trying to take down his Senate candidacy. But I don't think these are outright lies. Okay, so I'm going to read this from the Daily Beast, right? Herschel Walker, the football legend now running for Senate in Georgia, says he wants to completely ban abortion, likening it to murder and claiming there should be, quote, no exception for rape, incest, or the life of the mother. But the Republican candidate has supported at least one exception for himself. A woman who asked not to be identified out of privacy concerns told the Daily Beast that after she and Walker conceived a child while they were dating in 2009, he urged her to get an abortion. She had it, and Walker reimbursed her for it. This is according to the reporting. She said that she supported these claims with a $575 receipt from the abortion clinic, a get well card from Walker, and a bank deposit receipt that include an image of a signed $700 personal check from Walker. And apparently this woman said that there was $125 difference because she ballparked the cost of an abortion after Googling the procedure and added on expenses such as travel and recovery costs, right? Okay, so this is not the first time that things that are a little untoward have come out about Herschel Walker. There's been, you know, talk about a lot of affairs. Christian Walker, who is a very well-known conservative online social media influencer who talks a lot about fathers in the home, who talks a lot about, you know, being anti-abortion, all of these different things. He has said, he has stated repeatedly that Herschel Walker walked out of the house, walked out on him when he was three, he and his mom. They didn't really have Herschel in the house. And that's why he rails against absent fathers. So apparently something in this report set Christian Walker all the way off. He tweeted a lot about this, but I want to play you what he had to say via a video about the entire situation. And Christian really did just kind of go all the way off. I want you to listen to this.
I stayed silent as the atrocities committed against my mom were downplayed. I stayed silent when it came out that my father, Herschel Walker, had all these random kids across the country, none of whom he raised. And you know my favorite issue to talk about is father absence. Surprise, because it affected me. That's why I talk about it all the time, because it affected me. Family values, people. He has four kids, four different women, wasn't in the house raising one of them. He was out having sex with other women. Do you care about family values? I was silent lie after lie after lie. The abortion card drops yesterday. It's literally his handwriting in the card. They say they have receipts, whatever. He gets on Twitter. He lies about it. Okay, I'm done. Done. Everything has been a lie. And so for the right to say I'm being suspicious for saying, hey, I'm done with the lies, when you all have been calling me saying, is this true about your dad? Gosh, we're not going to win Georgia, this candidate, all that's been you. You have no idea what I've been through in my life. You have no idea what me and my mom have survived. We could have ended this on day one. We haven't. I haven't told any stories. I'm just saying, don't lie. Don't lie on my mom. Don't lie on me. Don't lie on the lives you've destroyed and act like you're some moral family man. Y'all should care about that, conservatives. And then for people on the left to act as though I'm responsible for all of the things that he has done. I've talked about father episodes. I've talked all these issues because they've been close to me. Because they matter to me, because I went through it. That's why I've talked about it. So when you say, well, talk about your dad, but I am. I'm saying this behavior is atrocious. Don't come for me. You don't have to like my apology. You don't have to like me. You don't have to. I'm just saying I'm done with the lies. We were told at the beginning of this, he was going to get ahead of his past, hold himself accountable, all of these different things, and that would have been fine. Go ahead. He didn't do any of that. Everything's been a lie. Everything's been downplayed. Everything's been cutting corners. The whole thing. And whose expense is that at? Me, my mom, as we're chased down by the media, we're terrorized, all these different things. People are questioning my authenticity. I'm done. Don't lie. Don't put this on me. This is a candidate issue, not a me issue. I wouldn't have spoken out if there weren't all these lies every day.
All right. So look, that's what Christian has to say about this. Apparently, you know, obviously this lit the internet, especially on fire, both right and left. This has been picked up by all sorts of mainstream media outlets. I saw something on MSNBC, like CNN, Fox News. Everybody on the conservative corner of the internet has something to say about it. People are blowing up my phone about it. They're like, you know, I was at an event last night with Dan Crenshaw in New York City. And, you know, I don't check my phone at events and stuff like that because, you know, I was posting and I was doing stories and all that. But then I'm just getting all these text messages like, did you hear what happened about Christian? Did you hear what happened about Christian? Look, I'm going to give you my honest and real open thoughts on this. And I remember personally, and, you know, this is something that, like, I'm not saying anything to you guys that I wouldn't say literally to Christian personally, because I've sort of kind of like said these things to him personally. For me, I was just like, man, when I saw him When we knew that Herschel Walker was running, right? When everybody knew that he was running, and there was a lot of people that had misgivings about it, all of this other stuff. But you know, Christian decided to go. I think he says that he appeared at one campaign event to speak on Herschel's behalf. I believe that the event was at Mar-a-Lago. Do not quote me on that. I believe it was there. And I remember, you know, seeing some clip of that on social media, watching it, and I was just like, man. Because there is a real part of me, and I have to be honest with you guys, like Christian Walker, like this is 22 years old, you know? So I really do, when there's very young people that are getting involved in all of this stuff, like I get nervous and like worried for them, because this world, this conservative media world, this political world, like it's a lot, man. And it will chew you up and it will spit you out, and you will be surrounded by a lot of people who will be in your face for as long as they can use you. And then as soon as you stop becoming useful to them, or as soon as you don't fit whatever agenda they're trying to push, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, like these people just move on. This is what they do. And so I remember watching, you know, him do that event. And I was like, man, I hope Christian's going to be okay in all of this stuff, because I wonder if he's really aware of exactly what he's getting into when he decides to kind of like wade into this world. And to be completely honest about it, I mean, you know, he was born into it. And once Herschel decided to make the decision to run, there was nothing else he could do about it anyway, I guess, but to, you know, wrap himself up in it and continue to go. But I had my misgivings about that in the first place. And you know what? I'm going to break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about the blowback that has come in a lot of the stuff that I'm seeing from conservative spaces that I really just have an issue with.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
All right, Problematics, we are back. We are talking about, obviously, this huge Christian Walker bombshell. This is not a Christian Walker bombshell. This is a Herschel Walker bombshell that Christian Walker has reacted to. If you listen to the last segment, the news has come out that Herschel Walker paid for a woman to have an abortion years ago. Christian Walker, online influencer, conservative influencer son, went scorched earth on social media. It's been picked up by every major mainstream media news outlet. They are just really going in on this. And so now that I give you guys background and I showed you, or I you know, played for you what Christian had to say about this, there is a lot of blowback that's sort of coming from the conservative right about this. And I want to talk about that. Like, I need to critique that a little bit. And I tweeted earlier today, I said, like, if you are a grown man, and you are spending a lot of your time and energy trying to sort of dunk on some 22-year-old who has had an experience with a political candidate, like a personal experience with a political candidate, and you're trying to dunk on him because, you know, it's so important for you, you know, for your team to win, and that he should just shut up and that he should just, you know, not speak the truth or his truth or whatever you want to call it, you really need to rethink yourself. You really need to rethink what you're doing with your platform. Because what a lot of people don't realize is that, and by the way, I'm not saying don't vote for Herschel Walker. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is this: when you vote for these people, vote for them with your eyes open. These people say lots of things. And this isn't just Herschel Walker. This is anybody that is running for office. These people are politicians. These people are there to say what the people want to hear. And the people that were behind Herschel Walker that decided that it would be a good thing for him to run for office knew that people would just get behind a celebrity. And for me, And even going back to the Herschel Walker candidacy, what I sort of resent that has came from the Republicans is just, I resent this idea that, okay, so we're going to get a black guy to run against Raphael Warnock. And that's just going to cancel out. So, you know, they've got, the Democrats got their black guy, so we're going to get our black guy. And they didn't even really think about any of this stuff before they put all of this energy and all of this attention behind Herschel Walker to run. And that is what annoys me as a black person, as a black man who votes Republican, who is center-right, is conservative-leaning. To me, it's a joke. Because they look past all of the other red flag after red flag after red flag after red flag after red flag. And we're just like, oh, this dude's black. Okay, we're going to run two black people against each other and we're going to cancel that out. And Vernon Jones was actually trying to run for governor as well. I think he's running for Congress now. I think he'll be a great congressman. I don't even know if he won his primary or not. Actually, I need to fact check myself on that right now. But he was going to run for governor. He would have been for Senate. He would have been a very strong candidate. I guess that didn't happen for whatever reason. All I'm saying is that Herschel Walker was always a very flawed candidate. And so now you have these people who are now attacking Christian Walker because the idea is that he wasn't supposed to say these things. Oh, no, you're not supposed to say these things because then that gives the left fodder. And then the left is going to use this to attack Herschel Walker, et cetera, et cetera. And you're just giving this to them. And like, I reject that. Just like I reject the idea that we as conservatives or Republicans are not allowed to critique the politicians that we have running on our side. I mean, my goodness, man, that, you know, that idea does not stop you guys from critiquing freaking Dan Crenshaw, who gets called all kinds of rhinos and stuff when I post a photo with him, you know, on my social media. So I reject that idea. I reject this idea that you just have to be silent about every messed up thing that's going on with your team, because if you say something bad about your team, then the left is going to use that. It's this whole stupid, like, left, right, Democrat, Republican binary, whatever. Like, it's ridiculous. I think that Herschel Walker will likely still end up winning anyway. Raphael Warnock is not a popular candidate. He's also a bad candidate. And also, I think that people realize what's at stake here. And so the argument is not that we ignore the flaws of these people. The argument is that you call out hypocrisy where it stands. And this is what I can't stand. This is what I do not like. And especially when it comes to this whole abortion issue, because the bottom line is this is what it's all about. That man is getting up there and he is, you know, talking about being pro-life and abortion is murder, abortion is all of this stuff. But then back in the day when it benefited him, he didn't have any problem writing a check for $700 so that one of his mistresses can get an abortion. See, that's the hypocrisy that turns people off. And what you guys have to understand is when you're talking about elections, you know, the vast majority of people are independents and they look at things like this. And I don't think that the average independent is really going to look at, they're going to look at that hypocrisy. I don't believe that it's going to change their vote because I believe that people really do know what's at stake here, especially in this coming election, right? But what Christian was saying in the video and what I agree with everything else that he's saying is not for me to agree or disagree with because that is his experience in being that man's son. And you'll never have that. I will never have that. Nobody will ever have that but him. He probably knows all kinds of things that we do not know, that information that we are not privy to, experiences that we have not had, right? People get tired of hypocrisy. And people get tired of particularly, people are getting tired of hypocrisy both on the left and the right. They're getting tired of Democrats and leftists talking about defunding the police, but paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for their own private security. And they're getting tired of Republican candidates that wrap themselves up in this sort of family values, you know, pro-life, you know, thing, when in their own lives they are doing anything but that. This is the hypocrisy that irritates a lot of people. And I feel like sometimes if you are a flawed candidate and if you have done things in your life and if you have done all this other stuff, like, why do these people think that this stuff is not going to come out, especially if you're running as a Republican? These people are trying to destroy you. Raphael Warnock abused his wife. He ran over her foot. He did all kinds of stuff. You think you're going to see that on MSNBC or CNN? Absolutely not, because they're protected. And we know that when Democrats run and that when people on the left run, they're protected, right? So if you're going to run for office as a Republican, put this, like, get in front of it. Put the stuff out there. You're not going to be able to hide from it. Like I said, I do not believe that this hurts Walker. I do believe that people are going to still vote for him, right? And I think that, like I said, this is not going to be the thing that is like, oh, like, I'm not voting for Herschel Walker now. You know, I'm going to go vote for Warnock. It's just the choice between these two candidates and the choice next month when we go to elect our representatives, our senators and all that stuff. The choice is so stark because we have seen what these people have done to this country even over the past 2 years, right? So like I said, I don't think that this bombshell, I don't think that Christian Walker basically, and again, reacting to what is already out there, by the way, I don't think that that is going to stop Herschel Walker from being elected. But what people really need to ask themselves moving forward is this. Are we going to keep on electing these hypocrites? Like, are we going to keep on saying that, if you lie to me and if you tell me the things that I want to hear and if you tell me the right things, if you hit all these stupid talking points and all these little bullet points, is that still going to, you know, are people still going to reward that? And I think that that's the biggest question. And like I said, I think that people are going to reward it. I really do think that people are still going to vote for Herschel Walker. And I am, by the way, not saying that they shouldn't. I'm saying personally that I've always believed that he's a weak candidate. He's got the nomination. The voters are going to make their choice. You know, I hope that the election processes and everything are where they need to be in Georgia so that people can trust the outcome of this election. So look, we will see. We will see. And that's all I have to say about this. But what I will say to put a pin in this is people have to stop thinking about politics like, oh, my team and your team and my team is so perfect and we have to be so perfect and then their other team is so bad, et cetera, et cetera. And we have to start, you know, somebody made a comment. I think it was Kevin McCarthy, who's likely about to be House Majority Leader, right? And he's in a comment. He made a comment about candidate quality. You know, in Republicans, you have to start thinking long and hard about candidate quality when you're running these people for office. And that's all I got to say about that. All right, next up, Candace and Kanye have trolled everybody yet again wearing White Lives Matter sweatshirts at Paris Fashion Week. I will break all that down for you after the break. Well, Candace Owens certainly knows how to shake the internet. She and Kanye did it yet again, lighting the internet on fire when they were photographed wearing White Lives Matter sweatshirts at Paris Fashion Week, which I think is probably one of the most brilliant trolls ever. Afterwards, Kanye went to social media and said, "Black Lives Matter is a scam. Now it's over. You're welcome." And so, look, you know, we've been, God, Problematics, how long have I been doing this? Probably for about, when did I start this podcast? In 2020, maybe 2021. So, you know, the BLM Inc. scam has been a grift from the moment that it came onto the scene. I think everybody knew it. I think everybody is aware of it. But I think that thinking people at the very beginning were aware that there was a grift and a scam going on. And this is what I always say. And I was involved in a conversation last night about the whole I stand for Ukraine thing, right? About all of the Ukraine stuff going on. And this is what I say. When the entirety of the mainstream media all of a sudden gets behind something, when corporations get behind something, when entertainment and entertainers and celebrities and actors and actresses get behind something to the level to where you are demonized if you have any sort of critique of said thing, then your spidey sense should be tingling, right? Like your spidey sense should really be going up because it means that there is some sort of political agenda afoot. And it was very obvious for me earlier on in the entire BLM situation that there was a grift. Like there was something going on that just wasn't right about this. And I remember at the time, this was probably one of the most deeply unpopular things that you could say, especially as a Black person. And if you guys have been listening to this podcast for a while, go back to the earlier podcasts. Like I've done so many deep dives into BLM and how, you know, their founders have used it as their personal piggy bank. They raised $90 million that nobody knows where it went. One of the co-founders has like literally a $4 million real estate portfolio. Like it was a grift. All right. And so now Kanye and Candace did these White Lives Matter t-shirts, right? These sweatshirts, which was basically meant to trigger the entirety of the internet. And they succeeded, by the way. They really did. And it was a brilliant troll because, first of all, and this is very interesting watching the conversation around BLM Inc. shift. Because if Candace and Kanye had pulled this stunt, even a year and a half ago, even a year ago, it would have gotten, I think that the mainstream media and a lot of entertainers and celebrities and all that stuff, they would have swooped in to demonize Candace and demonize Kanye and say, oh, Kanye is crazy and all this stuff. And I remember doing the cable news circuit at the height of the Kanye is crazy moment that happened. I believe that was like the fall of 2019. Where Kanye put on the MAGA hat and went to the White House and was doing all this stuff. And so all of a sudden, you know, Don Lemon had to say Kanye was crazy and everybody was like, oh, Kanye's bipolar, he's this, et cetera, et cetera. Notice that after this moment, you do not see that, right? You don't see this covered at all via mainstream media, right? Because number one, people are feeling a lot more empowered and emboldened to say that BLM Inc. is a scam and is a grift. And the only thing that I've seen in terms of people talking about Black Lives Matter and defending it and all that other stuff is just the usual like Black liberal sort of Twitter influencers online. And it, like literally their entire bread and butter is just running around talking about racism. It's just like what these people do. It's like, it's a weird thing to me to just be a Black person and to have any sort of skills and talents and to just constantly be obsessed with the idea that you're a victim or the idea that race and racism is the biggest issue facing Black people in this society in 2022. It's absurd. But this is what these people do. And these people make a lot of money from this. Okay. And they get a lot of power and a lot of wealth and a lot of influence from this. And so it was very interesting to me to see that these people are the only ones talking about this. So you're not seeing anything about this really on MSNBC, on CNN, or whatever. You know, Fox News do it a little bit. You know, the same Black liberals will come in and cape for Black Lives Matter. Look, it's a scam. It's a joke. And the White Lives Matter that's on the t-shirt, it's literally not saying what it's, oh my God, the people get triggered by this so much. It is literally a troll, folks. It is to highlight that the vast majority of Black America got trolled by emotion yet again. Yet again. Because when Kanye was, you know, when he was really going out and really pushing up against this narrative, and he's being very much more vocal about it than he is right now. He's sort of retreated sort of away from politics over the past couple of years. And, you know, he was, you know, doing stuff about his kids. You know, he's doing the fashion line, all of that other stuff. But it is a troll. It is the fact that the BLM movement, BLM Inc., whatever, played on, and I tweeted this as well, they raised $90 million off of the backs of dead black men and women. They laundered it to Democrats. And then the money just disappeared into thin air. And people get it. People see it. You know, the black liberal sort of, you know, the black liberal bourgeoisie that goes on, you know, cable news and decides to, you know, act as if they speak for black America. They don't, by the way. But these people will never admit that they got played by BLM Inc. because they're in on the scam. They're in on the diversity, equity, and inclusion scam. They're in on the BLM scam. They're in on all of this stuff. So they're never going to say that it's fake. You know, they're never going to say that it is not real. And so Candace and Kanye, and it's really interesting, probably until the day or until a couple of days ago when they dropped that photo, a lot of people didn't even think that Kanye and Candace were still talking to each other. They probably didn't even know that these people were still in contact, which obviously they have been this entire time. And I think Kanye is alluding to actually running for president again. I really, truly do. I think that he is alluding to running for president again. And I think that it may happen. I think that it will be hysterical. And I think that either way, whether you think it's a good idea or a bad idea, it's something that is going to become a part of the cultural conversation. And I actually look forward to that if that happens, because I think it's a cultural conversation that America needs, and I think it's a cultural conversation that Black America needs more than anything. All right, Problematics, thank you so much for listening. As always, you can find Can't Cancel Rob Smith every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday on iHeart Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please download and subscribe, and if you have 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 1 minute, 2 minutes, please leave a review so that everybody else knows how awesome the podcast is. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will see you next episode.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.